Hello, everyone. This is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And Not So Nice.
And welcome to our reel on the reel. And we'll be discussing today season 14, episode 5 of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So we finally had a super spicy episode full of fake proposals, go-kart races, and an explosive bougie brunch. Let's dive right into it. I'm going to pass the mic over to Spice.
Sure, why not?
I had to point your way.
I know, you pointed my way.
No fucking way. No. I was starting.
Actually, I was kind of gearing that up.
Yeah, so I know you were, I can tell.
And I shouldn't have looked at you.
That's why I redirected.
Sorry, Spice. You got the floor.
Okay, yeah, no worries. I think the first part or the first thing that I kind of took real interest in was the dinner with Dolores and Frank.
The family dinner.
Yeah. So yeah, it was interesting that the note that I made here was that Dolores mentioned that she wasn't going to move in with Paul until her divorce was finalized. So I think she's made that pretty clear. Right off the hop. Until his divorce was finalized. Yeah, that she wasn't going to move in. Because remember, they were talking about places and...
No, sorry.
What? Go ahead, tell me.
Did I misunderstand?
Yeah, she cut me off. Did I miss something?
I'm thinking that she's already been living with him for a year and a half, right? So she is living with him. She's not interested in buying a new place with him until he's finalized his divorce. And that's
right.
Fair, right? Because why the fuck would you want to put money into a long-term investment and spend a lot of time and effort if that's not going to ultimately fall through? Like,
yeah, for sure.
What I mean?
Like, and then the other part of that whole dinner was when Frank... proposed to Dolores.
Yeah, that was funny. That was so cute.
And everybody in the restaurant, you could see that. Like, they're like, yeah. They wanted to all clap. Yeah. And she's like, no, I'm not doing it. Yeah, so that was...
Yeah, that was quite funny. But their cool. family dinner, their family dynamics is actually, like, just really beautiful to see that and there was bad when they decided to split, right? Divorced or split, whatever, but they've still maintained that close family bond, like, throughout. And you can see it's so natural. It's so real. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's really important for, you know, just the family to have that, you know, mom and dad still getting together.
Yeah.
You know, it's
That's really nice.
They're still, you know, a unit, even though they're not together.
But that's a very unique situation. Like, she's been very tolerant of him and who he is and how he chose to be after the divorce. And
what's true,
you know,
too. And then he also, you know,
but
is
he's
taking
very
an
good and taking
too,
care
right?
of her and the kids.
There's a
everything,
lot of guys
100%.
Who wouldn't even care to do anything with the wife
still,
and the kids.
Yeah.
Maybe wants to be with the kids alone, but you know, I think they're both really mature in that sense. And you know,
an extended
really
family, like, you know, even her parents, everything, like, everybody's in sync. They're all good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They love each other. They truly love each other, right? Even though
they've
got all their problems, right?
For everything to be good. And
Exactly. No, it's really nice to see.
Yeah, so that was one thing that I thought was really nice. And then I guess moving on to that conversation between Danielle and Melissa, and when they were sitting down and they were talking, and Danielle again made the comment that she wasn't talking to her father, and it's been over a year.
And even to her mother, she said tonight. I thought that was the first time she said that about her mother too. So imagine that, like, it's her family life has completely fallen apart.
Yeah, no, it's fucked up. But then I also thought it was really neat when Melissa was trying to kind of bring that down to something a little bit more a little bit more nicer, saying in a nicer way, saying, you know what, you know, he's your dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to keep things in perspective.
Yeah.
And we still don't even really know what happened between them, really. Like, we don't know.
But I personally think it's related to being part of this show.
Yeah.
And, like, that's it. Like, now she... It's like she doesn't give a shit. She's not going to hold back. She's just going to do whatever she... You know, because she's got this tough... character, whatever, you know what I mean?
She pretends.
She's an aggressive
person. But she pretends because She acts like she's
cracks.
All aggressive.
She cracks. Let's
yeah,
face
she
it.
Cracks. She cracks. She's not. She fucking puts up the yeah. But then she fucking she falls to the ground immediately. Like she's you know, yeah no.
We didn't see it in this episode, but I'm
no,
sure
no. But
we
that's
will.
Just that's how
I'm
she
sure
is.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But we did hear what you know what happened with her and the dad. It sounds like she was the one who initiated the breakup between them.
Yeah, but what for what reason?
She because the dad was taking the son's
the
side,
side
more.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So obviously there's
like,
more of the story.
The
she's not
side for what though, like
for
I
whatever
it
is that.
But that's the whole thing,
are,
right?
Yes, probably a stupidity, and now because yeah. she's on the show, she's making a big fucking deal about it. Because
yeah.
hey, it's something that they've got for her, something that could be juicy. We don't really know, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. So
it's probably nothing, but just...
I think it's probably a jealousy thing. She wants more attention. Mm-hmm. Like she's very very high maintenance,
yeah.
Danielle.
Yeah.
And so probably you know she's having an argument with the brother, but she expects the whole family to take her side or mm-hmm. something, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And the fact that the dad is still talking to the brother, the dad mm-hmm. is still involved in his life,
yeah.
XYZ. He wants peace between his kids.
Yeah.
We saw last season. And she doesn't like that.
No.
She wants the dad to
decide.
Go to the brother and say, you know, you need to
you're
apologize
yeah.
to Danielle.
Yeah.
That's just what I'm assuming
yeah.
based on
yeah.
her.
That's probably what it is.
She is very high maintenance.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's probably what
And because she's
going
on the show, she wants the win.
Yeah. Good point.
That's
good
it.
Good point. But yeah, so that was one other thing. And then... and I'll say one other thing and then I'll pass it on. So then that way I've got a couple other things that I wanted. There's other things that I want to talk about, and that's the juicy part at the end, but we'll save that
because oh,
yeah. that was like awesome. Jennifer, she, there was like a scene where she was talking about how, and it brought up from last week's episode about, at the baseball game. And that Bill, she didn't like the fact
yeah,
again that,
that
Bill,
he hugged or something. That, like he was kissing his ass or
yeah,
something. Licking
I think
his
her
balls
exact,
or something. She
words
said.
Were she ripped her husband a new one.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah.
And I thought that really like, oh my God, like he was just talking to a friend and right away and kind of like a Danielle thing where they just, it's either it's my way or the highway.
Yeah, and that's
you
bullshit.
Pick a side.
And that's
and
bullshit.
It really
fair.
Is. Like,
yeah.
what kind of narrative are you putting forward to your kids? To it just looks ugly. Like instead of saying let bygones
yeah.
be bygones, or if I'm going to fight with this person,
you and him are separate.
Yeah, we're separate.
Right?
You know,
the husbands are separate. They do their. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be all together, right?
So yeah,
well,
she
I mean
may...
they're buddies too.
Yeah.
Like they're friends. Why does their relationship have to suffer
mm-hmm.
because of hers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and then yeah, okay, I won't go into anything else. So yeah, I'll pass it on, and then I don't want to hog up all the time. So yeah, I'll take it over to you. Not so nice.
Take it back to
back at you. Bing.
I don't really have much. Like I told you, I didn't really.
After this episode, we finally had a juicy one.
We finally
Come on.
Yeah. Well,
you got
okay.
something.
Well, we'll start, and I don't know. I hope this is not to do with the ending, but Rachel really had a good way with her words. With Teresa.
That was
yeah.
good.
Yeah, that
yeah.
was really good.
That was like, Teresa was like, huh? And when she's like, answer the question, I don't know what the question is. That was hilarious.
That was really funny.
She
was,
got
what
her...
was your intention? Very clear.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
like a lawyer. She was just
question...
going in for the kill.
So we're
I
talking
think
about
Teresa
the boozy
maybe
brunch,
doesn't
right?
know what the word intention means.
So we're maybe
the boozy
right.
brunch.
So
yeah.
it's the boozy brunch.
Bougie
brunch, right? That was the bougie brunch right at the end. And I think that's where all the juicy bits came in. But yeah. No, yeah, you're
okay,
right.
That's all that I was like the main thing. I'm not very good with this.
That's okay. I can
I still think Jackie's off. There's something very something has really changed in Jackie's persona. Like she's just very very much changed in how she's behaving.
I think Jackie really wants to get back on the show.
Yeah, I think so, 100%.
And that's
she's
why
just,
she's trying to
yeah, it's not right.
Yeah,
I don't know,
you know,
something off about it.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be, like I said, a friend anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be a regular cast member. You're right.
That's why she's buddying up with really all the girls. She's trying to play all the sides, except with Marge. She's all pissed off at Marge.
I'm so mad that Marge didn't make
why,
the brunch. I'm so mad that she wasn't there because oh, she would have added. Good. Yeah, that would have been really good. But yeah.
Yeah, that's all I wrote. I didn't write very much.
Okay, well, I guess we'll put it on to Sugar. I'm
sending it all to right. Sugar, yeah.
Okay, so Spice, it's really funny. I actually had the same points as you, and I kind of put everything in order. But so I wanted to talk about Dolores with Frank. You know, that's a super admirable, you know, relationship and doing those dinners together with the yeah. family. And then also I wanted to talk about Danielle and her dad. Mm-hmm. And finally, we kind of figured out a little bit more as to what's going on. So I'm glad we talked about that. The next thing I wanted to, I remember I, notable, I put down, it's some sort of disorder called achalasia.
Oh, yeah. The esophagus.
So this is the esophagus. And I'm pretty sure she said it's a narrow esophagus, right? And I thought that was really funny because the last season of Beverly Hills.
Sutton
has that. And that was a big point. It was such a stupid little thing that kept going on. But they all kept talking about her small esophagus. So I thought that was a really funny connection that her and Marge Senior have that. Mm. I really thought, you know, when Teresa and Jennifer went for their facials, that phone call they made to Jackie was almost like a Mean Girls moment.
Yeah. Totally, yeah.
They're calling her, trying to get information. Yeah. And, you know, Jackie, you know, she started off the conversation like, oh, you know, I think it's kind of inappropriate for me to vent about it to you guys. And you could tell she just couldn't help but she knew she's not supposed to talk about it. And she kept going. And you could just see Teresa and Jennifer smiling a little bit, like, yes, we're gonna get some dirt here. I really thought it was kind of like a Mean Girls moment. Yeah. What did you guys make of that?
I agree.
Yeah.
Right?
They're just both, yeah, they're just too much.
They're wanting to get that information, and Jackie, I don't want to call her stupid, because I don't like calling women stupid, but she's just naive.
She's naive. She's naive. Not stupid, but naive, because she really wants to be part of
that group. Yeah.
And anything desperate they give her, like she just, I don't know. She's desperate. She just doesn't understand. They're using you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't know. That's what I think.
Later on, Melissa and Jennifer Aiden go for lunch.
Oh, right.
Finally, they're going to kind of, you know, the past five episodes, they've been in the same environment, kind of just walk past each other, not even talk. Because, you know, Melissa is still, you know, peeved at her for, you know, spreading this rumor that she was having an affair last season, basically. I think the way that Melissa approached her at the beginning of that brunch and even throughout the whole thing was super, super good. Like, you know, I can't imagine being in that situation. Like, if I was Melissa, I'd be pissed off.
Very well spoken. Very well spoken.
Super well spoken. And
calm.
I thought calm and really towards Jennifer.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
She was being super fair.
Understanding at the end, even, like, really understanding at the end, giving it to her.
Well,
you know
what? Given, because I wrote that down then. Thank you for bringing that up, because, again, I didn't want to talk about everything on all
It's like,
all
now
at
I
once.
Know. Okay, you need more attention? All right.
Whatever. But, yeah, you know. You don't want your husband to have more attention than you? Whatever, now at least I understand you a little bit more. Yeah,
but the limp dick comment.
Yeah, that was.
And
that
she
was,
even kept calm about that.
Yeah, she did.
Because when she said,
like, just
have
please
a hard
don't
on
bad,
for Joe,
you know. Yeah.
And then she goes, ah, I think of Joe, I think of him like he's got a limp dick or whatever. Yeah. And I thought that was real, because that could have made her infuriated, but she was calm. Melissa remained calm.
Yeah, she did.
And
very well composed. Like, just.
And she didn't buy into that, right?
And even, I just think the conclusion they came to at the end of it was super fair.
Yeah. And to go back to Melissa, and it just goes back to the last episode, where without, just naturally, sincerely, this is what I feel, when she walked in and Teresa was the only one there, and right away to her kids, like, go and say hello to your aunt right now, to your Zia right now, right? Like, and, like, no has, oh, maybe you should, you know, like, it's just the way she is. She remains very, like, composed, very clear, very focused, and very what's right. And
And I think she even was mentioning that in this episode, and she said she wants her kids to be respectful to their family.
Regardless of the situation, right?
I think, no, and I think, you know, she really demonstrated today. I couldn't have done that. If I was so pissed, you know, someone spread a rumor about me that I had an affair and stuff like that, I would not be as composed
and
as
it's
she
not
was.
The first time you've been at that table with them correcting shit that they're saying and doing, right? So it's, you know, she's still, like, keeps her cool, right?
And even, I think the conclusion she came to, she was like, you know, just don't badmouth my husband.
Yeah.
And whatever, let's just move forward. I think it was super fair.
Yeah. No, she's I like her. Team Melissa all the way.
Yep.
So not going too far forward, I still have quite a few points. Spice, do you want to take the floor?
No, because I want to talk about the bougie brunch.
Okay, fair enough. Because that's actually what, before I talk. No. Now I want to talk about the bougie brunch. That's exactly where I'm at, too. Before we get into it, best dress for me, Dolores at the bougie brunch. Oh, my God, she looks
hands
great.
Down. Who was the worst dress? Who was the worst dress?
I really liked Dolores.
I think we're all going to agree on this one.
The worst
Danielle.
Dressed? Yeah, Danielle. 100%.
She looked like a circus clown.
Yes, exactly. The fucking guy who's the circus orchestrator. What's he called? The conductor? Whatever the fuck he's called. She was just missing the tail. The tail on the ass.
That guy called? Yeah.
The coattail.
The coattail should have gone the back of her shirt. Should have gone all the way back. You know?
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, that was horrible.
You know what? In theory, those could look really good.
She just doesn't know what looks good on her.
But it looked really cheap with the line down the center and on her crotch.
Yeah, it was just, and the fit was off.
That's the thing with all, and you know what? She wore a really ugly top earlier in the episode, too, that we commented on. That little crop top with the fringe.
With the fringe. Yeah.
Sequin fringe, but it was only halfway through. Yeah. Like, a lot of her clothes, like, I'm sorry, they look a little bit cheap.
Yeah, she doesn't know, A, how to dress, to be honest, and B, she doesn't know the most important thing, what looks good on you.
Yeah.
Because your body's not good for everything. Yeah. It could be a fucking, you know what I mean? Like, it could be a $10,000 outfit, it could be a $10 outfit. If you know how to fucking dress and what looks good on you, then
you're
good. You've resolved 90% of the problem, right?
Who was the first person that came into the bougie brunch? Who was it? The first guest? Because it wasn't Teresa, it was someone else. But anyways, regardless, because Danielle, she threw up like jazz hands, and she was like, "Hey," because I think, and this is gonna sound really mean. This is gonna be really mean, girl. She thinks she looked really good.
Yeah, of course she did.
Oh, for sure.
She wouldn't be doing that if she thought she thinks she's like rocking it.
Yeah.
And every time she goes out,
it was
she's
tragic.
Wrong.
It was tragic. Yeah, it was a tragic.
She's wrong. Yeah. I loved Teresa's outfit.
Yeah.
Was it
a skirt or was it shorts?
It was a skirt. It was a skirt.
Okay.
Yeah, it looked like a skirt because you didn't get the full view. You just got the side view with the little bows matching
the
top.
The bows that matches the top. Yeah. I thought it was cute.
So the top
and her hair
bottom
looked
was,
really good,
her
too.
Her hair looked fabulous tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the rest of the outfits, I thought there were quite a few tacky outfits.
Yeah, but that one was nice one that
fair
she
enough,
had
for
on.
A bougie brunch that you're supposed to wear glitzy sparkles, for sure there's going to be some tacky outfits.
Whatever.
Yeah, Danielle's was horrible.
So another...
And Jen, Rachel's was nice.
The tight sequined one.
Yeah, that was nice.
I
it looks good on her.
I wasn't crazy about that one.
But it looked good on her.
I think it was more of like a clubbing outfit.
Yeah.
I don't think
well,
it was
same
great
with,
for that.
Same with Teresa's.
No,
like, it's not really
you know what?
A brunch
you could wear
outfit.
That.
No,
no,
Teresa's,
you could wear that
I don't
brunch.
Agree. You could wear that. Yeah, no.
Yeah, you could,
good.
But you could wear it. That's for clubbing, too. I would wear that for clubbing.
No.
Teresa's?
I thought it was more daytime.
Teresa's
really?
Is a daytime
well,
one.
That short of a skirt for daytime?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Yeah, no. Nope. I mean, don't get
good.
Me wrong.
It wasn't
yeah, it looks good.
If I had her
but
body,
her hair was fabulous tonight.
Yeah, it was.
In that with that outfit, her hair was perfect. Yeah.
So another point that was mentioned at the bougie brunch, they kind of brought up, and they talked about it in the last episode. Danielle's hairdresser got invited to the charity event. And so, you know, Danielle caught wind that the hairdresser was talking shit because the hair. And so now I kind of, you know, after hearing it last week and then hearing it again, I feel like I've kind of taken on a different perspective on this whole thing. Last week, I was kind of thinking, oh, Danielle is such a jerk because XYZ. But now, like, kind of thinking about it after. So the hairdresser was pissed because she got invited to this charity event and then was hanging out in VIP and got kicked out. But then thinking about it from a perspective of the party planner, you throw on a charity event, you give out, you know, tickets and whatever, and then you give, you invite someone for free to come to your charity event. They start hanging out in the VIP area. They have to pay a lot more money. It all goes to charity, right? If you want to be in the VIP area, you have to, you know, buy a table or buy this or buy that or price. donate or something like that. So now I'm kind of taking
You can't just
on...
go in on doing the hair, right? Yeah, okay, into the party, so but not the VIP section. Fuck
I think
off.
I've taken a different perspective on it where, you know, you're hanging out, you don't have a wristband. Okay, you've hung out in there for a few minutes. Someone comes up to you, hey, sorry, you got to leave.
Yeah, of course.
I think that's fair, to be honest, because she wasn't given a VIP bracelet.
No.
So Danielle invited her not to go to VIP, but to come to...
to the event.
Bid on, you know, whatever. Yeah. And she could have bought a VIP ticket on her own because she already, you know, got invited. But it's clear that the intention, Danielle's intention, wasn't to invite her to VIP. It was just to invite her to the event in general.
Yeah.
So now I feel like I've taken on a little bit of a different perspective.
But wasn't it because she did her hair? Because Danielle was in a bind and needed her hair done? That's what I thought.
She did her hair.
Yeah. And then she
got invited.
Yeah.
It was something that it was like the hairdresser didn't charge her for it.
Yeah, she didn't charge because she was supposed to repay by posting, oh, you know, blah, 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 maybe, right?
That's what I heard on Instagram.
Yes. Right?
So that's not Danielle saying it. So this is, again, she said, basically.
Fair.
So we don't really know the... And we find that a lot with Danielle. Yeah. We don't know the full story.
Yeah.
But to be honest, now my perspective on it was Danielle invited her to the charity brunch or whatever, charity event, whatever it was. If Danielle wanted her to be in VIP,
she would have given her a VIP
bracelet.
And she did.
She was, the intention was just to invite her to the event, not to be in VIP.
Yeah.
So now she's all pissed off. She's going talking shit about Danielle.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day, that was never the intention for her to be in VIP.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
So I think now I have more clarity on it.
And now I think the hairdresser's an idiot because
she's
going to lose clients because the fuck I'd go to you for my hair if you're going to behave like that
on
that situation, right? So,
and especially because I mentioned I had seen this on Instagram.
Yeah.
The hairdresser popped up on my feed and she was basically bad-mouthing Danielle.
And you know what? She's probably just trying to get her little bit on that camera too,
because get her 5 minutes of fame.
Get her 5 minutes of fame, and then
it kind of backfired
on a hope that she'll get more based on her behavior. You know, so again, like these shows destroy people.
Yeah, they do.
Exactly.
That's what's so funny about some of them.
That just goes to show you, like, never do things like for free because it doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah.
If you want to get paid, you say no. Actually, I'll buy a ticket to your charity event. Yeah. And you pay me.
Don't do it thinking with expectation.
With this expectation, and then it's not clear.
Either do it and shut up, or and then that's it, right?
Agreed.
Exactly.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, cool.
It was interesting for this brunch that when we watched it, we had to rewatch that last section or that last segment.
Yeah, because it was confusing.
It got crazy.
Yeah.
And I thought Danielle, you know,
and Danielle was having the conversation, but Danielle, wasn't Danielle in the middle of something with Teresa?
And she's
and then she left that conversation to tell her that she was dogging her girl.
Yeah, she's dog, and she's like, she's got her hands in the air, and she's like, I know, and she's like, I'm what, like I know, and she's using.
What did she say? She just wanted to insert herself,
for
like,
no reason.
She wants the attention on her, right?
Yeah.
She's like, guys, I hosted this brunch event, and now the camera's on someone else. I feel like she just wanted to insert herself just to have camera time.
It was just weird.
We had to watch it twice because I didn't quite get, and I still don't quite get where she was going with that.
I'm a little confused with that one.
I did think it was funny that, you know, Danielle confronted Jennifer about, you know, saying,
well, that's
like,
what that,
did you
how
set
it
me
triggered
up?
Off that.
No, but that was even before, right?
And then it finished
that
with
that. That was later.
With,
Everyone just started talking over each other, and Danielle was like, hey, wee, wee, wee. here. She just wanted to insert herself. But I thought it was funny that Danielle confronted Jennifer about whether or not, you know, she had set her up to go to Melissa and say, oh, I heard this rumor about you. But I thought it was funny because earlier in the episode, Jen admitted to Melissa that that was kind of the intention.
Yes,
she wanted to bring down Margaret.
Yeah, she wanted to bring down
Melissa
Margaret. That's right.
I think the exact word were collateral damage.
Yeah.
And then, so she admits it, and it's on camera too. She admits it to Melissa. And then when Danielle confronts her about it, she goes, oh no.
No.
I didn't do that. No. I thought that was odd.
She's odd anyways.
Yeah, she is.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Final thing I wanted to talk about, Teresa attacking John Fuda's career. I thought that was super weird.
Yeah.
And, you know, super disrespectful to do that right in front of his wife.
Yeah.
You know, she's trying to pull up things that were in his past. Like, at 18 years old, can you really start bringing stuff like that when someone's in their 40s to bring up shit that they did at 18? You know, now he's got a great career. He owns, I had to look it up, but he owns some sort of valet company.
And that was insulting when she said, oh, is he a valet parker? He's a parking attendant.
You should be a drug dealer then. That's what she said.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, he's a parking attendant. Like, you fucking moron.
Right? I thought it was fucked up, you know, to say that. Like,
but you know
why
she's, but you know what? But it's interesting because Teresa, with her last comment, which she made about him being a drug dealer, and then she backtracked and said, oh, no, that was from his past. Yeah. She's always got an excuse.
Yeah, she does.
So, like, what's her excuse this time? Oh, your husband's just a parking attendant.
Yeah.
She knows very well that he's not.
She's got malicious intent there.
She does
and
have,
also at the end of the day, if he is a parking attendant, who cares?
Who cares?
He's providing for his family.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that was pretty fucked up to, you know,
but she
bring
wanted,
people
she wanted,
down like
she
that
did.
Or look
she
down
wanted,
on
she
people.
Wanted to look
looking
down,
down
on him and put her in her place and embarrass her. And that's what she wanted to do, is make her feel lesser than. And that's not right.
No.
Because at the end of the day, what did Teresa do before?
Exactly.
Nothing. She was a housewife. She took care of her family.
Yeah, that's it.
Which is okay.
Wrong with that.
But if someone's a parking attendant,
but then you're counting thousands and thousands of dollars buying all this extravagant things. And meanwhile, the IRS is thinking, where the fuck's
the money coming from?
Let's just take a look at these ones.
I just thought it was super out of touch because, I mean, at the same time, a parking attendant, they're making money. They're taking care of themselves. So.
Yeah. It shouldn't matter. Yeah, there is no problem. But like, she just wanted to put her down is what she wanted to do. And that was awful. And then, but when Teresa has enough, she just gets up and, oh, I got to go now. You know, like, cause she can't handle it. Right. Like, that's the whole thing. She didn't
and I think also Louis is probably in her ear. I think in past seasons she would have stayed there and gone crazy.
Yeah.
But now she's probably
she's
all
trying
worried.
To do her,
Louis in her ear.
Louis. Calm
I'm calm.
Thing.
I'm in my love, but I hate when they
bullshit.
Start going on like they're like hippies. Like, oh, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm this.
No.
No, she's getting up because she's gonna go call Louis and talk shit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We want to see it on the cameras, Teresa.
Get in front of the camera.
Get in front of the camera to talk shit.
Yeah. So that was, but at least it was a little bit spicy.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Albeit mostly near the end, but
that's okay. That's okay. Hopefully it'll get
I'm
even
telling
better.
You, Danielle is great because she totally set that whole thing up, right? Bringing it up, inviting all these people, having Melissa there, and then bringing it up to Jennifer, like, oh, did you set me up in front of everyone? Danielle totally set that up. That's why I think she's gonna bring the fireworks this season. Mm. My bet's on her for stirring the pot, bringing the drama.
And then crying afterwards.
Yeah. And having just some awful outfits, too.
Yeah.
Very, very awful outfits. Yeah. But Dolores's outfits were, and that was, she's always wearing nice outfits, like, I have to say. Like, even in the restaurant, when the son's like, oh, you look beautiful, Mom, right?
She did.
And she did. She had a beautiful dress on, right?
And she just looks amazing,
too. Yeah, she does.
Too.
She looks really good.
She looks so good. I mean, she's looked good in past seasons, too, but this season?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh,
she
looks
on.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's on fire.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it for me.
Okay. Well, that's it for me as well. But I do have one last thing.
Do we have a golden
I've
question?
I've got the golden question, you guys.
That's what I look forward to. Yeah.
Speaking of Dolores, at the very end of this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Dolores warns.
Yeah, it's not going to last.
Warns of the wrath of
Teresa. Yes. Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about? What's
I was
not
thinking
going on?
Of the preview of the next one.
What?
Where she's
going to be with Polly.
You know, I like, I know you don't like
no,
you don't
I like him. Work, I like him. I just I don't, it's... I don't get the vibe it's going to work. She's just, it's not going
to
work.
Is she in a rush, to get married?
No, she's not in a rush. She's calm. She's happy with everything. But she's not going to take that next step unless it's 100% the way she wants it.
But does she have to take the next step? I think, like, you know.
She does, because she won't move on to the next. She'll stay with him like that, I think.
Who cares?
Is good. But she wants the next, she wants the next step. Mm-hmm. That's why she won't...
I don't know. I think
him.
She's really happy right now, because the reason why I think she is really happy is because she looks so damn good.
She does look good.
Like, you really can tell, good. Like, when people are in a bad situation, their faces, you can see it on their faces. Yeah. They look older. They look unhappy.
Yeah.
Every time I look radiant. At her face, it's like she's glowing. Like, she looks just absolutely stunning all the time. And I feel like it's almost like her happiness, like, just... shining out of her.
Yeah. And that's probably because everything is good for her and her family right now, and with this relationship with Polly, and he goes by. And she's living with him for a year and a half, and the kids and the Frank are living in the house that she thought she was going to live in. So she's happy. The family's all together there. She's with the guy, you know, but she won't take that next step for...
But I don't think she has to.
No, I don't know. She's just... I know she doesn't have to.
We'll wait and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. You never know. There could be wedding
bells in the future. Sorry, I sidetracked off the topic of the
golden
question.
The golden question was, Dolores, at the very end of the episode, she gives a warning to Rachel. She is going to get, the next time she sees Teresa, Teresa's going to fester in this
for the next couple
of
days.
And the next time Rachel... sees Teresa, she's gonna face the wrath of Teresa.
She's
and I
coming
thought,
for you.
She's coming
it
for
was
her.
Hilarious that everyone at the table was kind of agreeing. They're like, oh, like they're like, and you know, even Jennifer Aiden was like, she doesn't convey her emotions very well. She doesn't do that very well. You know, they all just agree, like, someone has to stick up to Teresa because she's so fucking stupid sometimes. Like, that whole conversation she was having with, what's her name? Rachel? Rachel's going, what was your intention?
Yeah.
Teresa's like, I don't know the question. What are you asking me? And she's just a total bully. Like, Rachel's right. She's a total bully. Yeah. All the girls at the table are agreeing with the Dolores, like, oh, they're like shaking. But I'm glad, you know, Rachel, stuck up.
And she was very good in her words. She
very
well spoken.
Is the question, do you think it's going to happen? Is that the golden question?
The golden question is, what do you think is going to happen the next time Teresa sees Rachel? What do you think? And who do you think is going to win?
I don't know who's going to win. I think because it could go either way.
Yeah,
to be
could
honest,
go either
it could
way.
Go either, that's what I think. But it's going to happen. I think Dolores is right because she knows Teresa really well, and we've seen from past episodes too where her little brain, where her little hair.
Teresa's going to go dirty.
She's going to
be even dirtier.
This was dirty, but she's going to go even dirtier.
But I think Rachel's going to come out on top on that.
You think so?
Yeah, okay. I think she is. Because I think that Rachel's right.
The thing is, I think Rachel has the capacity to come out on top.
Yeah.
I think what's going to happen is they're going to involve the husbands. And John Fuda is not as good articulating himself as Rachel is.
Yeah.
So I think it might flop because John will.
Yeah,
will
he
just
needs
be
to
like,
shut up and let her take control.
Yeah, totally.
I like him. He's, you know, I like him, but
there's nothing wrong with
he's
him.
Funny,
but
you know?
I don't think he's good at articulating himself.
No, he's
got to
just shut the fuck up and let her deal with it.
Is that because he's a drug dealer?
No.
And a parking attendant.
Parking attendant. She's like,
that's terrible.
Yeah, that is.
That was awful.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, I like for me, I think that's you think
Teresa thinks everybody's a peasant, but below her.
Me, the jury's out because if she goes dirty, like you don't know what she can come up with.
Yeah.
And I don't know because she's a kind of a loose cannon.
Well, because she's got the creep in the background trying to find
exactly
any creep dirt creep. They can too, right? But like Rachel warns, so be careful on that because Teresa can say don't poke the fucking bear all you want. But if she's got ammunition, she's going to fucking take down the bear, right? Because if Louie's, like she said, Louie's got a lot more fucking exes that are talking.
Yep.
Right?
So that was good.
That's going to fucking backfire depending on what she really has, right? Because, you know what I mean? Like now that's a whole other can of worms, right? Mm-hmm. But we'll see what she's capable of, right? So if Teresa can fester all she wants. If Rachel has the right ammunition, Teresa will either back down or she's going to lose if she really does have that.
Who do you think is going to win, Sugar?
Like I said, I think they're going to involve the husbands. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a toss-up because Rachel is super well-articulated. Mm-hmm. John is not. Mm-hmm. Teresa, not at all. She's like,
so
oh my God, but she plays
she's
dirty.
So stupid. Yeah.
But then Louie plays even dirtier.
Yeah.
And he's okay with the way he speaks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think it can be dangerous because they're gonna play super freaking dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And John might put his foot in his mouth and they look like assholes.
Yeah.
But that being said, Teresa might do the same thing.
Yeah.
But Teresa's smart because she plays a stupid card.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be like, oh, that's not what I meant. But I think that, you know, she's going to go talk to Louie now. They're going to go get some dirt on them and
they're
stuff like
they're probably
going
to even be talking to lawyers because for all the defamation.
Oh, yeah, they were even throwing that around.
You know what I mean? Like, there is malicious
defamation,
intent from Teresa. Like, that's just the way she plays, right? Like,
I just see her like a witch, dressed like a witch with a cauldron, going bubble, toil and trouble. Like, you know,
See, the thing is, I think Teresa's kind of dumb. Like, I don't know
dumb.
If she has those bad intentions, but I really think
she does.
Louie
does. She's got the bad intentions there.
I think Louie is
Louie's
malicious.
Evil. Louie's evil.
Yeah. Louie's, yeah.
She's dumb and dirty, and that's what I think. She's
dumb and dirty.
Yeah.
And Louie's evil.
Yeah.
And that combination together.
It's scary.
Scary.
Yeah. Because they'll go at all costs to try and take people down, which is really scary and sad, right?
Can't wait till next week.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't wait until they speak to each other. This is going to be wild.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. That's all I have.
That's all I have.
Well, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And Not So Nice.
Thanks for watching. That was Our Reel on the Reel.